with SRN News, I'm John Scott. In federal court in Los Angeles, jury selection set to begin in Hunter Biden's federal tax trial just months after the president's son was convicted of gun charges in a separate case. Prosecutors say Hunter Biden participated in a four-year scheme to avoid paying $1.4 million in taxes. The Georgia teen arrested in Wednesday's deadly high school shooting had a previous brush with the law.
Authorities say the 14-year-old who opened fire at a high school in Georgia Wednesday had been interviewed along with his father by the Jackson County Sheriff's Department over a year ago after the FBI received tips about threats posted to an online gaming site threatening a school shooting. They say at the time, investigators didn't have enough evidence for an arrest. Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith.
My heart hurts for these kids. My heart hurts for our community.
A classmate says the teen left his second period algebra class and came back armed with an assault-style rifle. When classmates refused to open the door, he turned the gun on people in the hallway. The teen has been charged as an adult in the deaths of two 14-year-old students and two instructors. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell last week.
The Labor Department says jobless claims fell by 5,000 to 227,000 for the week ending August 31st. That's less than the 230,000 new filings analysts were expecting. The four-week average of claims fell by 1,750 to 230,000. Weekly filings for unemployment benefits, which are considered a proxy for layoffs, remain low by historic standards.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits climbed to 22,000 to 1.84 million for the week of August 24th. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 340 points, the Nasdaq losing 10 points. This is SRN News. Another battle over transgenderism in the school.
Parents of students at Spanish Springs High in Sparks, Nevada are protesting a policy of allowing boys to use the girls' locker rooms and bathrooms. At a recent school board meeting, moms and dads said their daughters don't feel safe undressing and showering around boys. School officials say if girls are uncomfortable, they'll just have to change somewhere else. Meanwhile, a growing number of other states are barring boys from using girls' facilities at school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iran's foreign ministry has summoned the Australian ambassador over the publication of photos for a celebration in the embassy to mark Australia's LGBT National Pride Day on September 1st. The ministry condemned the photos on social media as insulting and contrary to Iranian and Islamic culture. In response, Australian Ambassador Ian McConville said his country had not insulted Iran or its culture. This is SRN News. Verizon buying Frontier Communications in a $20 billion deal that helps to strengthen its fiber network. Verizon said Thursday that the transaction will also help it in the areas of artificial intelligence. Frontier has concentrated heavily on its fiber network capabilities over the last 4 years, investing $4.1 billion upgrading and expanding its fiber network. The cosmos threw another rocket as recently.
NASA says a small, harmless asteroid has burned up in the Earth's atmosphere. The space rock was spotted by astronomers in Arizona. It disintegrated several hours later over the coast of the Philippines. Asteroids of this size hurtle toward Earth about every 2 weeks or so, but experts say this one is only the ninth to have actually been spotted before coming apart. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.